We are to put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and this interesting phrase, and I'll end with that, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In us is this wicked thing, the old nature, that has the urge to do the wrong thing. And God says, you know the time that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming? That the world is a terrible place and needs your testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ, both in what you say and in what you do? Don't let the old nature allow you to be like everybody else. But rather, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. I have four daughters. And you know what they like to do? They like to get dressed up, right? So when they clothe themselves, they clothe themselves. So it takes them a long mirror, dress up. Takes a long time. That's how we're to be. We're to clothe ourselves. We're to make sure that we're properly attired so that when we go out, we have a testimony, which is what clothing speaks of. That when people look at us, they should say, there's something different about you. There's something special about you. What is it that you have? I want it. You can't do that when you're asleep. We are to be prepared every day to live for the Lord because the days are evil and because the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back soon. And he's going to hold us accountable for what he's given us, both as Christians and the environment that we live in. We live in a place where we can do many things. How do we spend our time? So, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. That's an active word. That's a verb to make. It's a command. Make not provision. We have to actively work at making not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.